議程五，加強地方行政。咁呢個議程咧就係由阿司馬文議員提出嘅。咁議會文件29/2015嘅，咁喺附件一嘅，大家可以參考一下。咁啊，先請阿司馬文議員你簡介你有關嘅議題，唔該。
Chairman, to enhance the district management, the government hopes to give the district councils more work to do, which I think is a very good idea. In my questions, I've asked the government to explain what they have done in Sham Shui Po and Yuen Long, which they have given the response. You can see it.The basics of the pilot scheme in Sham Shui Po and Yuen Long is the identification of black spots. And I think that this council already does that quite sufficiently in giving government lists of work. So I'm not so worried about that. I've also asked government on, you know, their waste strategy and whether that is going to impact any of their plans to...give the district more power in managing hygiene issues. And as it is clear, government has said that they're still working on the scheme, so there is no response and we have to wait for government. On the third point, which the government has not responded, and I hope HAD can respond, is can the Southern District Council give the government suggestions for pilot schemes? Can they work with us on pilot schemes to test...how we can enhance district administration, where we be getting some more resources to do some work in our district, and it will give more power to the district council to do things. They have not responded to that, and I think that I hope we can get a response from them today in this meeting. On the other item, point four...We didn't get a response. My proposal is to give the district council more power. The Home Affairs Department puts together a plan and an annual report, which reports on the progress made. It's an administrative issue, but an annual report will allow to see progress over time. But the district council or the HAD will need some resources to be able to do that work.So that will be one pilot scheme that I propose, and I notice that government has not responded to this proposal. The next proposal that I have is that at the district council level, the HAD, we maintain a district plan, which shows all the planned infrastructure projects, zoning, and all the other information that allows us to have it consolidated in one overview.That will facilitate the work of the Home Affairs Department's staff. It will also support the work of the district councillors. Again, we need a pilot scheme to figure out, you know, what computer system to use, how to do the job, but it would improve how we can work. But we need some support. And the six, in fact, six is what has been tested in Kowloon City, which is the District Urban Renewal Plan.And that has been extremely successful to create plans for Kowloon City of how to improve it. And that is a process which I recommend as a pilot scheme for the Southern District, where we get support from the Development Bureau to do a district enhancement plan, where you work with the community and professionals to identify ways of making this district a better place.And based on the findings, different government departments can do implementation. I've set out the details. As I said, Carrie Lam, when she was development secretary, did this, started this in Kowloon City and has been very, very successful. So now it's a matter of implementing that plan. So that is a proposal. There is another proposal, which is not included in this paper, which I've made separately, is that,In the end, we need a district development office under the Development Bureau, which helps district implementing projects, similar as EKAO, where Kwun Tong gets money to implement improvement projects in their district. Again, very successful as a way. So that's another pilot scheme we should implement. Now, I must say, from the response, that the HAD is unable to respond to these suggestions. I mean, this is a level of suggestions that needs to be dealt with by the CE, the CS, Development Bureau, and the Secretary for Home Affairs, as to find out whether those ideas are implementable and then where to implement them. And I think the Southern District will be a really good place to start. These pilot schemes could be tested out here, and then they could be rolled out in other districts. Now, I notice we don't get full answers here, so what I hope is that HAD can suggest how to take these ideas further in the next meetings.
好，唔該曬。咁啊，嗱，就民政事務總署同埋食物環境衞生署、環境保護署以及規劃署咧，都有一啲書面嘅回覆嘅，咁就喺附件二嘅。咁啊，咁啊，民政事務總署就冇人嚟到。咁啊，而家今日有咩？食物環境衞生署，咁啊就有南區環境衞生總監李勤發先生啊，或者啊李先生，你有冇補充噶？
多謝主席。啊，就住啊司法文議員啊第二條嘅提問咧，其實就已經俾咗秘書處書面回覆噶啦。咁就我喺呢度咧就冇其他補充。
冇其他補充係嘛？嗯，好。咁啊，聽下其他議員嘅意見。啊，楊默議員。
政府部門都冇乜人喺度，咁問題提俾邊個咧？
即係地方行政咧，即係我補充，我唔係集住你咧，即係因為我先答咗你，因為地方行政呢度咧就好似每一屆都有個地方行政高峰會嘅，咁嗰個應該係民政事務局去主持去主辦嘅咁樣，咁所以應該係民政事務總署去做呢件事嘅咁樣。咁你講啦，因為我哋有專員喺度咧，我哋地區特首喺度，咁佢可以轉達我哋嘅意見去民政事務局嘅。
好啦，咁我有四個問題啦。第一個咧，喺嗰個宣傳報告嗰度咧，就即提到選擇深水埗同埋元朗兩個區進行先導計劃嘅試驗啦。咁佢個俾個理由就係兩區有不同社區特性，又有不同性質嘅社區問題。點解選呢兩區呢？好似等我哋南區呢區又係好唔同㗎喎。所以呢個第一個問題，點解選擇呢兩區做先導計劃啦。第二個問題呢，呢個可能個衛生署可以答得到。即係嗰個喺第二段提到呢，區管會將處理部分涉及公共地方嘅管理和環境衛生等問題。但呢個係點樣部分公共地方的管理衛生問題有沒有明確的同埋具體的界定呢？是什麼呢？第三個問題就是，如果區管會進行決策的時候，區議會只能就決策提供意見，有沒有吸納意見呢？都是取決於政府的話，這種模式有沒有違反了地區問題地區解決、地區機宜地區掌握那種理念呢？所以都是得你說啦，我意思是，如果你都是做不到，都是政府來做。最後一個問題呢，就是第八段那裡呢提到，民政事務局和民政事務總署會向其他政府的決策局和部門強調，在各區應盡量配合區委會的決定。但是如果在個具體的問題上出現意見分歧的時候呢，最終的決定權在哪裡呢？在區管會呢，還是政府的具體的部門呢？就是這四個問題。好，多謝。
好，其他議員有沒有意見？柴文康議員。
主席，本人絕對贊成是增強區議會的權力，和加強地方行政的功能。但可惜現時做的方法是不能夠可以有效地處理到地區問題，也令到地區的問題日積月累，越來越多。好視乎究竟即當區究竟的議員有多強的質素，和就當區民政事務總署究竟有多強的人手的支援，和相關人的熱誠的程度來決定究竟即那些事是做得成不成功的。我們回顧法例，就看回香港法例第547章區議會條例。如果在區議會條例入面看，其實區議會的功能可以去到很大，可以去到很小。在最大的功能之下，其實如果區議會是有足夠的錢，可以做任何對個區好的事，包括了工程，包括了環境的美化，即包括了可能執垃圾啊等等，如果那些是涉及環境美化的話都可以做的。工程呢，大致可能基礎建設，細節可能街邊有一個垃圾桶，要將個長凳 都是由区议会去做的。但是都可以是权力可以很小，如果大家是没有心的话，可能是啲钱不用的，不用他的钱，不透过民政事务总署等等来对发挥他的功能，其实都不会令到个区入面到任何改善，而且问题只是会日积月累越来越多，正如现在的情况这样。所以我们看到现时区议会的运作本身已经是一个过时的制度，当年是连同市政局一起来去做，区议会只是一个辅助市政局的角色，透过当年的分区会等等来去令到那个区的事呢是可以得以有效去运作。但是现在市政局已经没有了，食物环境卫生署在地区入面的办事处经过多次和我们的沟通和议会的辩论之后，仍然都是未肯将他的行政权力是下放，甚至有一部分我们认为他可以下放权力，合乎区议会条例的权力，他都是无视。这些是令到个区入面到为什么卫生问题，为什么可能连一些厕所管理的问题都不可以有效去发挥，违反了当年政府愿意在没有市政局之后下放权力给区议会的承诺，最佳的例子。所以我们在个区入面到既然是没有这种权力，我呼吁各位同事要尽用区议会条例入面到赋予给大家运用钱运用资源来去运作的精神。特别就是在个区入面到我都很明白，同埋都係好欣赏呢，各个同事都係可以用呢一个方向嚟去做嘢。所以我好希望可以喺教育嘅时间度继续同即係咁多位嘅议员一起合作，令到南区係变得更加之美好。最终我哋好希望呢，政府係真係认真检讨区议会条例。的确我哋认为而家就算喺深水埗同元朗两个先导区做嘅方法同埋做嘅方式都係唔啱嘅，都係错嘅，用嗰啲方法係冇辦法做到嘢。第一，相关的部门不是跟民政事务局来到去管理，例如地区的卫生根本是地区的食环署来到去管理，它跟民政事务局没有任何的在 hierarchy 在那个架构上面的关系的。而在另一方面，我都见到钱方面不会说特别可以用到在美化的社区，特别是用在管理的社区，例如废物收集等等。所以我认为整个条例应该要改革，而不是单凭少少的事就小修小补。
好，唔该晒。跟住阿乐轩议员，
多谢主席。我对于咧今次所谓一个加强地方行政嘅先导计划咧，咁你见到深水埗同埋元朗经验咧，就似乎系有啲俾人一个旧瓶新酒嘅感觉。咁点解咧？因为你见翻咧佢哋底下里边跟进嘅啲问题咧，当然亦都系一啲民生嘅问题啦。咁我亦都唔见得咧，即系话喺一个所谓先导计划底下咧，同埋喺一个冇先导计划底下嘅区议会咧，系会因为冇咗嗰个计划咧，就做唔到。其实佢每一样嘢，我谂我哋区议会都多多少少系做咗一啲嘅。咁包括咗嚟话深水埗讲嘅支援露宿者啊，支援三毛大厦啊，元朗嘅灭蚊剪草工作啊，清理违例停泊单车啊，处理店铺违例扩展啊，其实有啲甚至喺区议会嘅层面嚟到讲过添。咁但系争在我哋系做得几具体。咁当然咧，其中有一啲地方咧，我觉得我哋系值得借鉴嘅。例如话我哋嚟到去讲緊南区其实都有露宿者。不过一路以嚟我哋即係有时接触佢哋有啲嘅帮手嘅义工嗰啲呢，都讲到话都唔知有啲乜嘢公共嘅资源可以帮到手。咁你见到其实佢呢係搵咗社区组织协会嚟合作啦，咁里面呢都有啲尝试。咁而就唔係话係都要赶住佢哋呀，或者唔知点样审啲粉喺桥底咁样，咁呢啲就绝对我係唔鼓励。咁但係即係睇下呢一啲咁嘅经验系咪可以处理啦。咁第二就係讲緊一啲嘅三毛大厦，咁我哋南区亦都有旧楼，其实呢啲经验可以做，但係就我觉得如果大家真係有心嘅话呢，个关键呢就唔在于要等所谓地区问题地区解决嗰个目标嚟去做，而係大家呢係就住啲目标呢嚟到去做一啲具体方案，再要求呢啲部门嚟去做回应。我觉得所谓嘅一个机制就係咁样嘅啫。而啱啱陈文翰议员亦都讲到呢，实质我哋期望嘅地区嘅行政改革呢，其实一则在资源，二则在权。咁呢两方面如果冇一个质性上面改变呢，我自己係好难见到例如话我哋嗰种区议会同埋食环署嘅关系呢，係可以因为嗰、那个既有嘅体制呢而得到一个好显著嘅更动。最明显嘅例子就係话而家食环署底下佢哋就自己各有各管嘅。一牵涉到一啲边皮啲嘅地方等等，或者好多时候我哋区 要一啲特別嘅訴求咧，咁啊有陣時都未必能夠達到我哋嘅願望。咁啊，我會覺得呢一方面咧，其實我哋係要即係再要去睇下嗰個質上面點樣處理啦。咁我覺得務實啲嘅處理態度咧，就係話究竟如果大家覺得係人哋區議會呢啲地方咧係做得好嘅話咧，係咪可以我哋嚟到去照樣將呢啲經驗掉落嚟南區啊，繼而改善我哋區入邊嘅民生問題嘅？唔該。
好，仲有冇議員發表意見？羅建熙議員，
多謝主席。其實咧，我會有個咁嘅感覺嘅，即係嗰個深水埗同埋呢個元朗區嗰個嘅先導計劃咧，某程度上我睇佢哋嗰啲嘅實際嘅運作咧，係可以喺冇先導計劃之下，其實都係做一啲相同嘅嘢嘅。咁所以咧，嗰個先導計劃咧係好古怪，我成日都覺得。咁啊，即係個最主要、最核心嗰個問題咧，如果我哋用普通冇先導計劃嘅區議會同一啲有先導計劃嘅區議會去比較嘅話咧，最核心個問題其實就某程度上係民政署啦、區議會主席啦、同埋個 DMC 啦，究竟有幾大嘅決心去處理嗰啲嘅問題？即係如果佢哋即係例如元朗同埋深水埗咧，其實佢哋如果一早已經有決心一定要做好佢，係啦，打死都要搞掂佢嘅話咧，其實冇嗰啲錢同埋冇呢個計劃咧，某程度上我覺得應該都可以解決到嘅。但係當然唔知點解，即係機緣巧合之下，佢有先導計劃之下，令佢決心大咗啦。咁我理解係一個咁樣嘅情況。咁所以以呢一個嘅先導計劃去做基礎嘅話咧，其實嗰個嘅成個制度上嘅轉變咧，其實係唔大。另一方面咧，其實你都見到咧，以呢一個嘅先導計劃去睇嘅話咧，其實最重要嗰個核心嘅位置咧，都係講緊由地區專員去統籌嘅一個 DMC。咁亦都好老實說咧，我覺得呢一個亦都唔係一個好理想嘅方向嚟嘅。我哋一路講區議會下放權力咧，其實都係講緊下放落去個議會嗰度，唔係下放落去個專員嗰度，唔係下放落去民政處嗰度嘅。咁我覺得一個議會，我哋有啲嘅意見，有啲嘅工作想做嘅話，萬一真係唔知點解同專員有意見上不合，咁然之後我哋某程度上係冇辦法去喺嗰個會議上面去處理嘅話咧，咁其實議會嘅工作仍然係做唔到。即係當然可以理解嘅就係議會同專員可能喺大部分嘅時間都可能應該。或者大家理想化地覺得是會比較一致啦，但是實際上有時運作起上來未必是的嘛，所以我覺得在這些位置上面是應該以區議會為自己的主導是比較重要的。當然這個是一個制度上的問題，是在處理不到的。但是我想提一個嘅另一個嘅想法咧，就係我見到咧喺觀塘佢哋做呢一個嘅啟動九龍東嗰個嘅工作嘅時候咧，我見到佢哋裏面好多新鮮嘅事物咧，其實都係我覺得係值得我哋去參考嘅。點樣去美化啲後巷啊？點樣去美化啲天橋底啊？咁當然佢哋嗰邊就有一個嘅好強嘅backup 啦，包括咗咧係以呢個規劃署助理署長級嘅人咧，即係Brenda Au為首嘅一個大部門去統領咗佢成個嘅工作。咁但係我覺得就算我哋唔係用一個咁大規模去睇嘅話，我哋一啲細規模嘅都可能可以諗下係咪可以嘗試去統領各個部門去處理我哋嘅天橋底也好啦，我哋嘅一啲後巷，因為參加人哋嘅一啲嘅工作咧，我都係可以令到南區更加好嘅，主席。
嗯，好。多謝你。咁仲有冇其他議員發表意見？徐婉華議員。
係，唔該主席。即係當然啦，即係加強地區行政呢個，我係嗰個原則性應該係支持嘅。咁但係即係我會分兩方面去睇，一方面咧就係好似而家呢個地方，即係點樣加強地方行政，其實係加強翻地區嘅民政專員嘅嗰種嘅權力啦。咁但係加強呢種嘅權力，同埋有另一種嘅方法咧，就係應該加強區議會嘅職能啊嘛。咁加強區議會嘅職能嗰方面咧，咁啊當然我哋都知道啦，喺其他區議會都做緊啲試驗計劃嘅。咁嗰啲嘅試驗計劃其實應該即係都講咗好多年啦，其實亦都係喺我記得上一次啦，阿司長嚟到嘅時候咧，佢都有回應到啊，政府入邊喺度詳細考慮緊，亦都係一個複雜嘅問題。例如咧，究竟會唔會設立一個即係獨立嘅秘書處？咁啊，牽涉到好複雜啦。咁我明白嘅，咁但係咧，嗰、那個方向咧應該係遵照翻以往政府咧係承諾過嘅，就應該將以前市政局啊、區域市政局嗰啲嘅職權咧下放翻俾區議會啊嘛。咁但係我哋而家所見到個進展， 其實就好慢下。咁而家呢一個加強地區行政，即係個原則性係好嘅。咁但係咧，擺翻落嚟嘅時候，咁阿 D.O. 咁樣，咁一樣係面對嗰個問題。我唔知道佢而家呢個新嘅方案嘅話咧，專員咁究竟佢有冇一個職權係可以去指令其他啲部門咁樣回覆翻好似八九十年代嘅時候，我曾經睇過一本書就講緊啦，曾蔭權當年喺沙田做專員嘅時候咧，個職權係非常之大嘅，係可以咧。就是指令哪個部門做什麼，那個部門又做什麼，這樣的話當然它可以很大有為地，成功的經驗來的。我們看回沙田是一個規劃非常好的一個社區，亦都和當時的制度有關，但是現在我們可能不可以一下子回復80年代那種，即 DO 不可能有這麼大的職權。但是呢，如果真的要加強地區行政的時候呢，我們現在所面對著的很多時很多其他的部門，不論康文署也好，運輸署又好，乜乜其他部門，咁我哋地區上面有地區嘅問題，咁但係一啲都根本就冇咁嘅職權係可以指令嗰啲嘅部門，你點唔喐佢哋，究竟可以點樣用咩方法可以去改善地區行政咧？呢個係一個問題。另一個咧，既然阿專員點唔喐佢，咁議會一樣係點唔喐佢嘅，咁兩方面嘅地區行政下面嘅，不論係議會同埋政府部門，即係阿專員嗰方面，民政處都係點唔喐其他嘅。部門可以加強在地區的工作的時候，其實我是會對現時那個成效有少少質疑。剛才司馬文即是非常高度評價，我有少少質疑。是不
是OK， 好，還有沒有其他議員發表意見？司馬文議員。
Chairman, we should have government responding rather than me. But, now, district administration chairman can work, but we have to find out ways of making it work. And these proposals that I have included in the paper are all proposals that can help a lot. The proposal to improve the included pilot scheme for preparing an annual report. An annual report is a very powerful tool because it will show every year the progress, and government departments will have a hard time explaining why there was no progress. But right now, most of the discussion is only covered in minutes. So therefore, sometimes this council doesn't even know when it was discussed, how many meetings ago, could be 3 years ago. Because we don't see it in an annual report. So an annual report could be a very powerful tool to make sure that government departments give more support. The same with the district plan. It's an administrative tool, but it visualizes. I remember the West Area Committee, I had to ask the team and Uncle Ao, to put a plan on the wall to show the land ownership. And after that, in a meeting, it's easier to decide what is link read, what is housing authority, and get work done. It's very simple, it's administrative, but it's powerful. So we can improve our work. The plan making, DERF in Kowloon City has been done, and the EKAO in Kwun Tong have been done. The two methods, process of identifying plans, implementation. If you combine those two, they can help this district change and improve ourselves. It's simple, it's been tested, it can be done, and it will give far more power to the district council. So I am not too negative about the district council system, but we need to improve it, and those are the proposals here. Chairman, I will send these proposals to the chief executive in response to his policy address, and I will send you officially a copy as the member of the district administration summit. And I hope you can discuss this with the Secretary for Home Affairs and with government about implementation. And offer, please, that the Southern District Council could be a pilot scheme area in addition to Sham Shui Po and Yu Long. These ideas could be pilot schemes in our district because we've kind of done some of this before ourselves, so we need the government support to help us. And I'm sure HAD will be happy because then they can do better work. So thank you.
好，歐諾軒議
員。我補充多一句啦，就如果係真係有希望可以處理到呢、這個先導計劃嘅話咧，咁我諗可以嘗試一下。
嘗試一下咧嚟到去即係要求佢即係我諗要求翻民政事務局啊或者等等嘅相關部門咧嚟到試下喺南區推行嘅。咁我唔知道下一階段會點樣樣啦。咁但係坦白講，我係對於地方行政高峰會咧，我自己睇咗。即係幾年佢哋做嘅嘢咧，其實我開始覺得係睇清楚局。其實個局根本就係不斷咁即係將啲即係純粹嘅一啲資源掉落個區，跟住落嚟分餅仔咁樣啫嘛。咁佢係咪有誠意改革嗰個權力咧？其實我係好質疑嘅。咁即係當然呢個亦都係牽涉到成個嘅建制黨國體制嘅發展啦。咁即係呢個都係題外話啦。
嗯，好，仲有冇其他議員發表意見？陳文浩議員，
喂，主席，我想請問咗先咧，呢個環節會唔會有任何嘅官方回應㗎？
我諗就大家發表意見之後咧，我諗專員會簡單咁樣回應咗。咁如果即係我哋有一啲查詢有一啲意見呢，我諗可以書面即係我哋會
官方回應，我再講多謝主席
即係、書面俾返呢個民政事務總署，咁佢回應咗書面回應返嚟，我諗就俾返所有嘅議員好嗎，秘書會跟進呢樣嘢嘅。咁仲有冇你冇意見㗎？你講完啦係咪？
主席，我係等官方回應咗再講定。
喔、哦、你等專員講完先至上
講。我唔知有冇其他官員會再講、
哦、對住、哦。好好專員該。
多謝主席。咁就我就主要都係想話關於呢、這個先導計劃呢樣嘢呢，就或者稍微解釋些少地方啦，咁同埋講講話政府諗住會點樣行法嗰、那個程序嘅。咁其實就總署喺嗰個回覆裏面呢都比較詳細咁樣講咗，咁後面亦都有一個有個比較上詳細嘅附錄，咁講曬呢兩個先導計劃嘅。咁不過呢就有一個比較關鍵性嘅點呢，我都想喺呢度提出呢，先導計劃同以前或者平時嗰啲計劃有些少唔同嘅呢，就係、是、有資源呢就可以撥落去區嗰度呢，就係、是、做呢個計劃嘅。咁、那個資源呢就係、是、包括呢就係、是、可以提供一啲短期嘅人手可以提供一啲短期嘅人手。咁就而呢個短期人手呢就不一定呢就喺呢個撥落去民政處嗰度嘅。咁可能呢就係、是、話假如係邊一個部門係主力係去負責嗰件工作嘅時候呢，就可能就係有啲人手呢就可以撥落去個部門嗰度。咁短暫呢就係、是、嚟解決一啲即係迫切嘅問題。咁就呢個係呢個計劃其中一個比較上重要同埋同以前其他嘅計劃有些少唔同嘅地方。咁另外呢就而家政府嗰個諗法呢，就因為主要就係呢兩個先導計劃呢而家都仲係行緊啦。咁、那個諗法呢就係諗住話喺今年八月左右呢就會做一個檢討嘅。假如係到時嘅檢討係正面嘅呢，亦都係希望呢就係將呢、這個呢、這個而家呢個方法呢睇下有冇改進啊，有冇地方即係可以話再擺落去全港十八區嗰度一齊呢就係、是、進行嘅。咁嗰個推行嘅時候呢就主力呢都會係當然係區管會，即係由我做主席區管會，咁就統籌即係各部門呢就係、是、一齊去工作啦。咁但係呢就區管會呢亦都係會呢就係、是、如果可以呢就係、是、諮詢返區議會，就有關即係話選擇邊一啲方向邊一啲地方嚟進行呢、這個特別嘅計劃，即係嚟嚟進行嘅。咁就我諗目前呢就因為呢、這個檢討呢都仲未進行啦，咁真係點樣行法呢而家可能都言之過早。咁但係呢就我相信各位議員就剛才提供嗰個資料呢或者一個睇法呢，我諗都可以幫到即係總署呢就係、是、考慮即係話嚟緊嗰個檢討嗰個方向啊， 或者是真係新嗰、那個假如真係行嘅，咁嗰個計劃，我哋會點樣去做法咧？咁樣啊，多謝主席。
嗯，好，阿柴議員，你係咪會發表你的意見咧？
主席，咁啊，我谂首先要回应嘅咧，就即系一定要解决几个问题，同埋就即系点样去处理有好多问题嘅一啲嘅方法。咁啊，第一样咧就系即系讲个从属关系嘅问题。咁我谂一定要喺即系之后嘅讨论入边嗰度咧，或者之后嘅研究入边嗰度咧，好清楚界定究竟边一个管边个嘅问题。咁啊，过往咧就大家知点解头先阿徐婉华所讲，可能过往嘅地政民政专员咁啊，可能佢包埋而家地政专员啊等等嘅权力咧，所以就佢会喺某啲嘅区会有好大嘅喺制度上面都要逼到其他部门做嘢嘅权力。咁但系而家就冇嘅。咁喺边啲方面我哋可以做到咧？系咪要清楚界定咧？咁呢一个其实都即系好清楚从过往经验度显示到出嚟，唔写明唔讲明咧就唔得嘅。咁喺日后嗰度点样去做？我相信要好清楚界定，例如食环边啲权力，例如地方嘅办事处系咪要听命于民政事务专员，尽量要听佢讲，除非佢有好特别嘅意见，或者系喺卫生上面度有啲好专业嘅意见系要处理咁样。咁呢啲我谂系要喺日后度写得好清楚、好仔细。咁呢个知其一。咁另外第二咧就系、究竟一啲嘅可以喺地区嗰度慢慢由每个区去諗佢哋点做得更加好嘅方法，咁其实可以试嘅。例如话某啲嘅部门，例如环保废物收集啊嗰一啲，我咁相信环保同埋食环两个部门咧，如果下放到权力俾地区咧，地区只系会做得更加好，而非更加坏嘅。咁第三就系资源嘅提供，如果资源嘅提供系用一个一刀切嘅方法嘅话咧，其实就唔理想嘅。呢个系对于地区嚟讲咧，系好难有一个好强烈嘅诱因。咁特别就系我哋见到一般嘅地方议会其实系有收税啊，同埋就系会有自己用翻自己钱嘅权力嘅。咁当然香港系咪即系要用翻以前市政局嘅模式咧，系值得去即系再去研究同埋仔细去谂。但系至少例如话喺资源上面度，系咪真系好一刀切咁样，好死板咁样，将每一个区都划成系俾几多钱就算咧，按人头计就算咧咁？咁呢个我谂系对于区入边嗰度嚟讲咧，系要研究诱因嘅问题。咁就住呢个层面咧，我相信喺技术上面度，即系要去仔细研究啦。咁而另一个层面就系究竟个地管会同翻区议会本身个关系系点样？因为过往的确系除咗我哋每一次区议会入边度睇到个地区事务委员会唔知第几多百次嘅报告之外咧，就冇其他嘢睇到噶啦。咁呢個係令到呢其實個區入面就直接管理呢要區員去參與嘅能力呢係少咗，同埋佢可以參與嘅地方呢其實係唔多㗎。即係首先我唔講，即係其實應該地區專員係由普選產生啦。咁但係實際上如果你話而家入去嘅機會都冇添啊，咁我哋即係會覺得係更加之即係難啊，同埋即係更加之係有隔膜啊。咁最後呢就講緊點參與。其實而家成個討論入面度呢根本就忽視咗即係區議員本身啊對呢樣嘢點去參與嘅角色。即係由民政事務總署去諗，咁而區員到今日好在就係先把民員提出呢一個嘅議程啫。如果唔係嘅話咧，我相信大家可能到呢屆嘅任期完咧，都係冇辦法去討論。我相信民政事務總署咧係必須要正面去解釋同埋去諗下一步係咪可以用餘下嘅時間，幫我哋更加之多嘅參與嘅。多謝主席。
好，羅建熙議員。
多謝主席，我當然理解，即係喺個先導計劃裏面咧，咁有啲權力就係、是、或者有啲特別嘅地方，就係、是、例如啲請人啊、堆錢啊嗰啲，咁我理解嘅，但係我成日都覺得咧，即係喺現有嘅制度未改到之前咧，咁我哋係咪都有啲類近嘅嘢係可以處理到一啲接近嘅問題？咁當然未必，即係當然有個好嘅制度喺度，咁梗係更加理想啦。咁但係係咪喺而家個制度底下，我哋都有啲嘢可以嘗試去做嘅，例如其实我哋阵间有一个议程都系讲紧要聘请呢个民政事务署区议会聘请一啲嘅秘书处合约人员咁样。咁其实我哋喺请人方面系有空间嘅。那个问题我哋想请啲咩人嘅啫？过去嘅经验咧就系即系咁多年里边，其实一路 keep 住都系请紧嗰啲嘅一啲嘅全职活动统筹员啊、行政助理啊咁样嘅 post 啦、啊。咁其实如果我哋区议会话想嘅话，我哋可能可以请其他人都得噶，系咪？即系用区议会钱请啫嘛，都系。咁点解我哋唔可以？去开阔我哋嘅想象，我哋系请一啲人去翻嚟去做呢啲咁嘅类似嘅问题咧。甚至可能我哋讲咗好多年嘅一啲大厦管理嗰啲问题咁样，我哋觉得要 啲即係例如我哋啲 L 同事做得好辛苦嘅，因為啲大廈好鬼煩，好多大廈佢要去咁樣。咁我哋係咪可以即係自己決定我哋請嘅人係應該啊？我哋係請啲人去做大廈聯絡啦咁樣，係咪有啲咁嘅空間？我覺得其實即係喺現有嘅制度之下，我覺得我哋係有啲自主權係我哋比較少去睇嘅，而我覺得係可以加強去睇。另一方面咧，就係頭先亦都我有。提過的一個的模式呢，即例如觀塘那個的起動九龍東的計劃咁樣呢，其實如果我們又擺返落去南區睇的話呢，其實亦都唔係一件必須要有一個助理處長規劃處助理處長級數的人統籌咁樣才做到的一樣嘢嚟嘅。其實講緊都係一啲嘅研究啊，然之後研究完之後點樣去推動啲部門去按住我哋研究嘅結果去執行啊，其實係一啲咁樣嘅東西嚟嘅啫嘛，咁所以我覺得我哋喺嚟嘅一年，睇下主席點睇啦。係啊，如果主席覺得好嘅話，覺得正嘅話咧，其實我都可以即係不妨咧去諗下撥啲錢落去咧，去做一啲地區嘅研究嘅，即係點樣可以令到我哋地區一啲我哋覺得可以重要嘅問題係或者我哋覺得特別係美化一啲工程上嘅東西，我哋可以撥啲錢落去點樣整靚佢、整好佢，我哋後巷有我哋天橋底又好，我哋啲馬路兩旁嘅牆又好，咩都好，我哋就揾人去研究，然之後我哋擺落去喺度咧，咁啊做好之後咁咪剩翻。新嘅會期又好，下屆又好，咁咪等新一屆議會去再跟進，或者等新一屆嘅同事去再跟進。咁我覺得係一個咁樣嘅情況。咁我覺得係睇我哋有冇一個好強嘅決心，去嘗試去跳出一啲既有嘅框架去做嘢咯。係啊，唔該，主席。
嗯，好，即係你個建議係好嘅，不過即係今屆嘅區議會嗰啲錢咧，那個 budget 咧，我哋一早就預算曬㗎啦。咁我應該寄望下一屆嘅區議會主席會去做啦，咁樣。咁就仲有冇其他議員會有發表意見㗎？啊，如果冇嘅話，咁我諗就我覺得咁啦，即係要下放權力，即係加強地方行政咧。咁我諗第一兩樣嘢啦，第一樣嘢咧就係我諗都係政府嘅架構上咧都要進行一啲嘅檢討咧，先至去幫助到嘅地區專員咧點樣去統領。其他政府部門啦，呢度我諗係需要去再諗一諗嘅。當然我又唔係話去到啊齊議員嗰個嘅咁嘅建議，即係去到即係民政專員，即係嚟到普選一人一票產生咁樣。咁我諗呢個我又未去到呢樣。不過我都曾經喺上一次嘅地區高峰會係提過咧，就係民政專員咧係由問責官員去做嘅，即係。特首下面的問責官員，那他們呢就不會就是說要去經得罪了其他政府部門的官員，即是因為如果不是 他去統領的時候分分鐘會得罪了他的話，那下一次去到下去到食環處做的時候就有排捱了，即是所以他們這樣東西可以避免了，那而且呢做得好就繼續做，做不好呢那他可能是做了四年那個任期呢就可以是不做，即係被炒都可以嘅咁樣，咁呢個就會有效啲。咁啊，呢個係我即係第一，當然即係呢啲係吹水啦。即係我諗相信暫時都唔會有呢種情況可以做到㗎啦。咁啊，但係即係頭先大家都提到呢，即係對於先導計劃嗰個問題啦。咁我相信今日大家呢提咗好多意見呢，即係非常之寶貴啦。即係我諗對政府去檢討呢個先導計劃呢係好有幫助嘅。咁啊，即係之後，即係大家嘅意見咧，我哋係會係即係寄翻俾，即係會交翻俾民政事務總署啦。咁希望一啲問題啦，即係好似楊博士提嗰啲問題咧，我諗我哋會要即係民政總署就會即係會作出回應啦。咁我諗相信咧，即係呢度都會幫助到即係民政總署去考慮，即係咪將呢個先導計劃咧喺下一屆區議會推行到18區咧，會有一個好好嘅幫助嚟嘅，即係令到佢哋更加了解，即係我哋議會係點樣去睇呢件事。所以都好多謝啊司馬文議員今日提出咗呢個議程，咁啊希望即係下一屆咧，我哋會做得更好啦。咁啊好啦，咁我哋。就結束呢個議程。